You can say irregardless, and there are people who say it, but irregardless is a non-standard version of regardless. So I would recommend strongly, don't use irregardless.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. It's just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not.
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Regardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. It has been too long since I've been off the air with you guys, so I want to thank you for being part of the show. And again, I'm working out the sound, but it's weird. Like, if I'm on Facebook Live, which I am, my volume control goes zippity-doo-dah down the pipe. I don't know what happens. I'm going to constantly be updating it.
What?
Oh, that's my cat. What do you want, buddy?
I'm on air. Well, you can't say hi. They interrupted the program.
Jesus, I'm on live.
I haven't been on in months.
Or weeks, anyway. Anyway, that's my cat. Fuck. Really? Start this shit already? Why not? Let's do it. So, thank you for being part of the show. This is Radio Regardless, as your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. And again, I am your host, and I love doing the show. And if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of four ways, actually. You're listening through my website, markscalia.com. Check out more of that site, because I'm constantly updating the calendar. I'm constantly adjusting the volume. I'm constantly updating the calendar, and I'm always checking it out. Why is it? I have no idea why it drops down. This is the weirdest thing. Did I mention how much I hate the Mac computer? You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to jack up my volume. There you go. And that'll now. And if I go my volume up, the volume indicator comes down. I swear to God, I'm going to go up again. There we go. I'm by the end of the show, I'll be muted completely. It'll work out fine for everybody. There we go. Is that good? Fine. So you're listening through our website. If you want to be more participant, you can click that speaker box you're listening to, and that will send you right over to the broadcasting site, which is Mixlr, MIXLR.com, and that will send you right over to the broadcasting site. Let me do this. It will send you right over to the broadcasting site, and then you can sign on using a Facebook address, and then you can be part of our live chat. And you want to do that because, well, we have some things. There's some things going on. So I'm sorry. I'm so distracted with the volume, the cat. The third way you can listen is if you cannot listen live. Well, actually, we're doing a live broadcast through Facebook Live, however long that takes, which, I don't know, based on this, I may have to shut it down anyway. So because of the volume, blah, blah, blah. That's the third way. And the fourth way is if you cannot listen live, because obviously we're broadcasting live, mistakes and all. You can listen to the slightly edited for time podcast version of the show available through Google Play and iTunes. And believe me, I edit out all these freaking mistakes. So as I start every show, and if I can do this correctly, I'm going to try because it's been a little bit. I'm going to bring you up to speed what's been going on with the Happening Now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
No.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
And since I haven't been on air in like, I don't know, well, let's see, May 1st, and here's the 20. Yeah, it's been 3 weeks because I've been busy with stuff. So let me go through some of those things. First of all, I want to complain about the Mac OS software. Let me just complain about it. And I know there's a bunch of people listening right now, and you may have a Mac. I have two Macs. I have a MacBook Pro, a laptop, and I've got an iMac. I just bought the iMac, and the iMac is sucko. It's completely sucko. I don't know if the software is just glitchy, but I get these things. Oh, by the way, all these things, all the software you have, it won't work anymore if you upgrade. It won't work anymore if you upgrade. I'm like, I'm using the software. I've already paid for the software, and I've paid for the computer. Almost $2,000, might I add. It is crap, crap, mega crap. So now I can't upgrade my computer anymore with the automatic software because all the programs that I use, well, not all of them, but a good deal of them, it seems like every single one I use, things like Adobe Reader, which that shouldn't be something that won't work. I don't know. I'm really considering going back to what did Kim say? Let's see. Let's pop this open because I got six windows and I'm doing my best. Yes. The really good thing about MacBooks are their webcams. That's about it. That's it. I love the webcam option and FaceTime is a fantastic thing. But just like I'm telling you right now, as I'm talking to you, my volume control is going lower and lower and I have to constantly click it back up. So I'm distracted by the, and if I bring my, I'm telling you, if I bring my volume up, I'm telling you, it dropped like, it's at 25% now. I just don't want to have to super edit the freaking podcast. Fuck. Son of a bitch. Anyway, so the Mac OS is just a terrible, I'm really getting tired of it. I'm tired of the whole fact that I have to upgrade. I can't just keep something. I now have to upgrade and then upgrade and then upgrade. And it costs so much money, whether it's now I don't have an iPhone, but I got an iPad and, you know, I'm fine because usually the apps update with the software. But, you know, if you upgrade the OS and the app isn't compatible anymore, then boom, you can't use the app, which until they upgrade it. And sometimes they phase them out. And there's a lot of apps that I used to use on my iTouch, which I can't use anymore. I mean, my iPod. iTouch, my God, that's how old it is. Whatever. Anyway, you're going to get me venting. The other thing is, the reason I wasn't on air for a bunch of times is because I've been so busy. Spring has been incredible. And, you know, I'm very blessed that I've been as busy as I am. And I love being busy. And I'm not going to complain about it. I did the Boston Theater Marathon with my wife. Let's see. I'm going to type this in. Boston Theater Marathon. There we go. I did that. We had our show Sunday. We went on the 8 o'clock hour. Yeah, 8 to 9. We went on 8 to 9. And it was very good. I love working with care. All true. The volume problem is new one, though. And it's fascinating to me. Yeah, I'm telling you. I've got the system preferences and I've got volume and it says 67 right now. As I'm speaking, it dropped to 54 just now. And now it dropped to 46 and I'm not doing anything. I'm just speaking. Now it's 42. So I don't know if it's adjusting because my voice is louder, but you know, and then I'll adjust the mixer a little bit. Now it's 38. Fucking real. It's probably because I got Facebook open. Let's see. Do you want to end this live video? There we go. Now, I've got it at, let's see. It's at 73% and it's still up. Ba, 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 ba. See, it's just when Facebook, when I've got the Facebook Live open and the Mixler, it's fucked. Anyway, there we go. I'm not touching anymore. I'm going to leave it be. As they say, I'm going to leave it be. So the Boston Theater Marathon, Karen and I did the play, and it was a lot of fun. It was called The Men's Room, and I played a guy who goes into essentially a fertility clinic, and he's got to do his business, but he's super nervous, and Karen was the nurse, and it was fun. It was a fun little play, and we got a lot of laughs, which was fun. So that's why I haven't been on the show, because I've been busy and working and doing a lot of stand-up and corporate gigs, and also, I don't know if you guys know, Bruins going to the Stanley Cup. Waha! Yeah, against the St. Louis Blues. And I got friends who are Blues fans, which is sad. But you know, see what happens. I think that series starts Monday. I don't know why they got to wait a week, because St. Louis just locked it up last night. So I'm like, fuck it. Let's do it Friday. Why not? And then yesterday, Karen and I celebrated 8 years of marriage.
Marriage is what brings us together today.
Marriage,
that blessed arrangement, that dream within a dream.
Okay, that's nobody wants any part of that. So it was 8 years yesterday, and we did our normal thing. We have breakfast at the hotel that we got married in. And then she did a tour. It's so funny. We're almost predictable at this point, which was still fine. And she's like, I'm so sorry. I forgot it was scheduled for there. And then they moved it. I didn't even think. And I'm like, that's fine. It's fine, sweetheart. Go. You got to work, you know, because now the past couple days have been nice. But what? It's been raining. It was literally raining for like, I don't know, a month. It like every day was rain. Rain, 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 and more rain. It was insane in the rain. Insane in the rim, rain. Anyway, so, and I'm glad it's getting nice because I have, there's an agent I work for who books, I'm finally going to be on boats. Now, when I say boats, I wish it was like the big boats, like Norwegian Cruise, Princess, that, which is great. I would absolutely love to be on those boats. But I'm working up to it. So the boats I'm going to be on are essentially, they go up and down the East Coast. They go all the way down to Cuba. And they stop at, they start somewhere in Maine, or they start Nova Scotia. I'm not really sure where they start. But I'm going to be on the boat. I have to, on Friday, I jump on in Gloucester. This is how weird it is. I'm only on for the time I do the show, and then I'm off, but they don't go back. So I have to pick up the boat in Gloucester, Mass, which is, you know, not too far from my house. It's, you know, about 40 minutes, if that, but I'm going to take in the train. And then I got to be, that's at like 11 o'clock. I'm on the boat the whole time. I do the show at like 8 o'clock. Let's see. I should be learning. What'd you say? Hold on. What'd you say? Here we go. Oh, there's four messages. I've been missing them all. You should play the boat song. I'm on a boat. What is the boat song? Well, I got some time. Yeah, let's Google this.
Get your towels ready. It's about to go down. Everybody in the place hit the fucking deck. But stay on your motherfucking toes. We running this. Let's go.
I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me because I'm sailing on a boat.
What? Kajikes. Yeah, but here's the thing on the boat. Let me explain the boat. As again, I get on at Gloucester, and I'm on the boat at like 11:30. We leave at 12:30. I'm on the boat all the way till I do my show at 8 o'clock. And then I'm staying on the boat until they get to Newport, Rhode Island at 4 o'clock in the morning. Then they dock at 4 o'clock. So I've got to get from Newport back to Gloucester. Now, they're setting up arrangements so I can do this, but that's one part. And that's kind of the way it works. And I'm doing it again. I'm going to be doing from Camden to Booth Bay Harbor in Maine. So that's a lot of, you know, that's a lot of driving, but it's only an hour between stops. The time is much less. But the other thing is the passengers, they're all seniors. Like, it's a senior boat cruise. That's what it is. A senior boat cruise. Yeah. I downloaded the same boat. Yeah. Oh, you already got the video for me. There you go. But yeah, they're all seniors, which it's fine, you know, but I have to do that. I don't know. But, you know, they're paying me. So what am I not going to do it? Of course. Of course I'm going to do it because They're paying me, yo. And of course, now here's the thing. I never watched an episode of Game of Thrones. I don't know if you've been watching. I don't know if you're a fan. But this was season 8, the last season. Now, because season 8 came out, just before it came out, I said, you know, screw it. I'm going to see what everybody's all hyped up about this Game of Thrones. I tried to watch it when I had HBO, and I couldn't make it through the first episode. It was like, bleh. Now, Kim, you've watched entire series. So what I did is just before the first episode of season 8 came out, I binge watched every single season up to that point. Boom, boom, boom. Like, when I talk about I watched... Yes, Scott, you watched the first episode only. Which, it actually was a little tough to get through. But I binge-watched every single season and went through every single, you know, every single episode. And I went, oh, it's good. It's okay. It's not bad. And then season 8 happened. And I was like, meh, whatever. And I was just like, what? And apparently, everybody hated season 8. The last fucking season, they hated it. If you've never seen it, you know, it's already out, so I can't really spoil it for you. But, I mean, whatever. I'm not going to give it too much away, but it was anticlimactic is the best way I can put it. It really, it wasn't, yeah, it fizzed. It fizzled. It just, yeah. It was like one long episode that could have been shorter. And Arya was the best part about it. Or I think her name is Arya. Yeah, Arya. Arya Stark. Yeah. And then I'm like, well, then they made somebody a queen. And yeah, feel free to spoil.
I stumbled upon.
But it just ended weird. It just ended super weird. And then they just went, oh, let's wrap it up. Let's just wrap it up. Bam, bam, bam. And they just... So if you're a fan, I don't know what to tell you. It's just... It wasn't great. And then, of course, you know, the Avengers that wrapped up their 22 movie, 11 years, or yeah, 11 years of all their whole timeline. What's it? It went the way of Lost, True Blood. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just kind of just fizzled out. But Endgame was actually very good. I loved the movie when I saw it. And now that I think about it, I'm like, there's some fucking holes in that movie, man. I mean, it's not like, well, like when you're watching it, you can forgive it. But when you go back and go, what? You know, there are some holes. And I would almost never say that about any of the Marvel movies because they're all fantastic. The MCU is just fantastic. They wrap it up. They did a great job. But there are some fucking holes. I don't know what to tell you. And they're like, now, of course, every theory on the internet is like, oh, yeah, this is makes sense. And I'm like, no. I don't want to have to talk to somebody to figure out what a movie meant. Just show me the fucking movie. Don't give me more, you know? I don't want to have to research shit. Just fucking. But it was fantastic. I mean, I really enjoyed it. And, you know, I can't wait for them to start up, you know, what is it? Phase 4. My God. But phase three is just box set's going to be ginormous. It's like a fucking 10C DVD, Blu-ray kind of blah, blah, blah. So speaking of ending things, it's season finale time. I watched the season finale of Blacklist. My God, that show just, that show can't get better. I don't know how it's so good. And when I grow up, I want to be James Spader. That's all I know. And it's weird because I think there's only, 8 years between us? So don't spoil Blacklist. Oh, no. It's Black. I won't spoil it. It's really good. It's really good. So now before I cut to break, I want to bring up a couple of other things because I have been away, but there's been a lot of things going on in politics. So as you know, I've got to bring up the White House update.
The American dream is dead. I can only say this. There was absolutely no collusion. Everybody knows it.
There was no collusion.
I will be...
There was no.
The greatest jobs president that God ever created.
You're all fired.
You're all fired. So, now, again, this is a funny show, so I'm going to keep it funny. They, I don't understand. I just, you know, I don't like him, but I'm kind of rooting for him. You can't stop this motherfucker. He's just, he's insane. The Mueller report came out. Everybody read it. There are parts that are redacted. And now the stuff that's redacted, like, everybody's, we want to see it. Well, you can't because it's redacted because it's national security. It's not like this guy's holding everything hostage. You can read it. You just can't read the redacted parts, and it probably saves names and stuff like that. And then the attorney general's in there, and I've never seen. You know what it is? It reminds me of like a Bill Belichick press conference. It really does. He's like, yeah, fuck you. Yeah, we're going on next week. Yeah, fucking Patriots. We're not talking about this game. This game's over. We're talking about next week. Fuck you. Next question. Fuck you, too. Next question. Fuck you. It's I've never seen anything like it. And I'm telling you, I don't like him. But I am actually rooting for him at this point because I like the underdog. And then just... And they're thinking about starting impeachment process, which I don't know. Good luck with that, because shit, you've been asking for his tax returns for fucking 3 years. This guy just doesn't give a shit. It's just too funny. And of course, there was no collusion. It said there was no collusion. There was some obstruction, but the obstruction came after the fact. That's what it's about. That's why all those people got indicted. It's not because they did something criminal. They did something criminal after the fact. But the investigation was started to find criminal things, and then people did crimes because of the investigation. That doesn't even make any sense. That's like a kid who goes out at night, and so he doesn't be late. He gets drunk and comes in 5 minutes early. It's like, that's... I just don't get it. I don't get it. And there's too many things. There's too many things to just go crazy about. And I've even started doing it in my act. I just can't. It's just completely insane. I don't know how it works. I don't know why it works. But the economy's booming. Unemployment's down. And I listen. I'm telling you, I listen to NPR. I try to listen to NPR. And they're like, unemployment is the lowest it's been in 50 years. But, you know, that doesn't reflect everybody. They don't want this guy to have a fucking piece of anything. You ain't gonna stop him. You're not gonna stop him.
Not gonna stop me. I'm there. 4 more years.
All right. So that's what I got going on there. So let's take our break because we're running a little late. I don't want to run too late. Cause what? What the fuck? Why are you here?
I want to play a game.
Oh, you always
and since Chris Rock what? Is going to be rebooting the series,
oh, God.
This game will contain the words Chris or Rock.
Oh, okay.
Live or die.
Jesus.
The choice is yours.
Why do you... Okay, fine. I'll play. I was going to go
question play. One.
Okay. This should be too hard.
This holiday... You get and receive presents.
It's not Chris. It's Christmas. It's technically Christmas. It's okay. Christmas. You're an asshole.
Question two.
Jesus Christ.
Dude. Bill Haley.
Okay.
Sang this song with his band, The Comets.
Bill Haley sang this song. Oh, Rock Around the Clock, is that it? Did I get it right? You can nod. Are you fucking staring at me? Is it right? Jeez, blink. What? Okay, this is uncomfortably awkward. You're just staring at me.
Question three.
Just blurt it out.
Sedimentary.
Oh.
Igneous. And metamorphic.
Sedimentary. Oh, they're all rocks. They're types of rocks, right? sedimentary, igneous, and metamorphic types of rocks. So it has to contain Chris or rock, apparently. Kim said, see you later, alligator. Does that count for the Bill Haley one? Don't look at it. She wrote it.
Question Jeez. Four.
Fuck. Okay. Yes. Fucking dramatic pause.
They make you wanna jump.
What? They make you wanna jump? Are you kidding me? You came back to reboot with this shit? Fuck. You are an asshole. Wait a minute, he's smiling. I think he's lighting it up. Crisscross. Is it? You guys don't see this. He's got a little shoulder. He's got a little shoulder shrug. He's still playing the music though. Fucking scary. All right. Let's play both, dude. I'm gonna blow up the speakers. What? All right, I get it. Unbelievable. All right, there we go. Jump. Thank you, Jigsaw. You know what's funny? I have the reason a cat's in the room. Usually you hear the door open, and he didn't leave. He just went, are you going to go? All right, bye. Night, please, close the door. Take the cat with you. Jesus Christ. He was doing his, yeah, it was, what's that called? The water, I don't know, not the cabbage patch, I don't know what he was doing. He's doing it. That was funny. Jake said that was funny. Jeez, well, if he's going to come here and not, he scares me a little bit, but it was funny enough. So let's take a break. When I come back, I'm going to tell you where I'm going to be over the weekend. You are listening to Radio Irregardless.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass in a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia, and we're going to wrap the show. Guys, it's been fun being back on. Jigsaw visited me, which I was not expecting. He snuck in behind me, which is always really good. So here's where I'm going to be this coming weekend. As I said, tomorrow night I'll be actually kind of local. Oh, I wanted to say this before. I actually was up at the Gloucester stage. I opened for a band, Henry Smith. I was going to say Henry, but it's Henry Smith, Louisiana jazz band, and it was amazing. And the crowd did not know I was going to open doing comedy, but I got a very good response, so I was very happy. And I want to thank Peter Van Ness for that. He's producing a lot of, he brings a lot of bands in for his venue, 9 Wallace Street, and that's in Beverly. It's fantastic. So Friday night, of course, I'll be on the American Cruise Lines, leaving out of Gloucester, and then it's going to take a 24-hour fever to get back. So Saturday, I've got something tentative. If you've never been a Deacon Giles Distillery, you have got to go, because Saturday night is their can. They do these cans. Now they have mixed drinks, and they're doing the mixed drinks in the cans, and Saturday night is their release party, and hopefully I can actually show up for that. So, guys, as always, you want to be a sponsor, guest, leave a question or comment, email the show, radioirregardless@gmail.com. Call the hotline, 978-219-9294. I'm hoping to be back June 5th. Maybe even the 12th. Don't know. We'll see you soon.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast live via Mixlr.com. I'd like to thank my on-air guests as well as all the online listeners for their comments. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuis. All music and audio clips used, property of their respective copyright owners. All material and content, property of MS Enterprises.
And copyrighted 2019, all rights reserved.
Listen to previously aired episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes. Thank you for listening.
Hello, hello. Just one, two, three.